Report, NY Women Seeking Guns Out of Fear of Coronavirus Crime Wave. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 12, 2020. A New York Post report claims women in New York are seeking guns in anticipation of what they fear is a coming coronavirus crime wave. According to the Post, 35-year-old Nicole Rosario is a stay-at-home Staten Island mom who wants a gun. Rosario said, "It's my constitutional right. But that doesn't seem to matter. I live in New York, which means it's impossible. That's crazy and unfair." Rosario's 32-year-old sister, Christine, feels the same. She is actually going to ask her boyfriend to move in with her because he already has a gun. Cassie Kramer, a 46-year-old in the fashion industry, commented, "I've been living in the East Village and other occasionally tough neighborhoods for a long time. But for the first time, I'm going outside and I get a bad tingling feeling. The streets are empty and it doesn't feel right. I know there aren't a lot of cops out and it's just a reality that people could get very desperate." New York is one of a handful of states where gun stores are closed, classified as non-essential via Governor Cuomo's D. shutdown order. And if a New Yorker thinks they can at least begin the process of taking ownership of a gun by applying for a license to have a weapon in the city, that option is gone too, as the NYPD has closed its licensing office. Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliva commented on the situation, intimating the wealthiest members of the city will be able to protect themselves with or without gun stores, as they can afford to buy themselves protection. Average Americans and the poor will have to fend for themselves. Gun stores, which are open for business in the vast majority of states, reported record business in March and April. On April 2, 2020, Breitbart News reported that March 2020 shattered the all-time one-month record for background checks with 3,740,688 checks conducted. April 2020 came in strong too, setting a record for the most background checks conducted in the month of April since such checks came into being in 1998. Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting reported that nearly 1.8 million guns were sold in April alone. And handguns dominated those nearly 1.8 million sales, which suggests self-defense was a paramount motivator. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.